In a written statement, representatives for Consumers Energy Alliance, which mainly represents energy industry and business interests, said Line 5 was Michigan's most important asset for energy delivery. Bryden Ross is the vice president of the alliance. He says a pipeline shutdown would disproportionately impact low-income Michiganders.
I know for sure the economic impacts of shutting down that infrastructure would have on people, and especially those hurting right now in Michigan, the working poor, who spend almost three times as much on energy as people in the top brackets of income in our country. I know for sure what happens to them.
Jennifer McKay is with Tip of the Mitt Watershed, an environmental group. She says the state's alternatives analysis found removing Line 5 would only have a minimal impact on state residents.
Propane users in the Upper Peninsula could face price increases in the range of 10 cents per gallon to 25 cents per gallon.
McKay says while Line 5 hasn't broken in the Straits, inland portions have. And, she says, there is certainly a risk. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.